Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for a look back on today's match. This is the Full Time Report with the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
Today's game is brought to you by Equifax. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. The Home Depot, with more ways to help you take on your home projects delivered right to your door. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Dunkin' Donuts, conquer the season with Dunkin's new Atlanta United Donuts. Piedmont Healthcare and Ford.
The home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's the voices of our Atlanta United, Mike Conti and Jason Longshore.
So much to be pleased about tonight for Atlanta United supporters. I don't think there's any doubt that this is Atlanta United's best win of the season, maybe their best win in two full seasons. Again, considering quality of opponent, considering margin of victory, considering the level of statistical domination, and considering it was against Orlando, that always makes it sweet, too. 3-0 Atlanta United tonight. First career head coaching win at any level for Gonzalo Pineda. That is awesome. Congratulations to him. We'll hear from Pineda hopefully in a moment. First career MLS goal for George Campbell tonight. That is awesome as well. And look, I think tonight, Jason, we saw that if Atlanta United can wiggle their way into the postseason, and they've got plenty of time to get there. They're even on points at the playoff line right now. If Atlanta United plays at that level in the postseason as they played tonight, I really think they can beat anyone in this league on any given night playing like that.
Yeah, Atlanta has a couple of things that go in their favor. They have a goalkeeper who has been there and done that in Brad Kazan. You have a goalkeeper you can trust. Not every team that is in the situation can say that. And you have an attack that scares teams. Not every team has that. You have a lot of different players where the attack can come from, can finish, but can also create. That's difficult to defend. You get into knockout games, you want to trust your goalkeeper, trust your back line, and you want somebody who can win the game for you in the front side. Atlanta's got both. They just have to get there first.
The man of the match brought to you by Heineken, and this is one of those nights where you want to give it to the full team if you can, because everyone played so beautifully tonight. But Ezequiel Barco, with one goal, might end up getting a second if Opta goes back and looks at the own goal that they gave to Daryl DK. It is certainly debatable. But a goal for Barco, five shots tonight, three key passes. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you want to call it a false nine, a double forward, an inside forward. I don't know what term you want to use. But it really worked tonight with Araujo and Moreno and Barco especially up top.
They were all in conjunction with one another. That was the important element. It was fluid. Barco was central a lot of times. He played up very high at times. He could also drop in. Moreno did the same. Araujo did the same. They were all connected, and that was the key. But Barco was the one who stood out. As good as Araujo was tonight, as good as Moreno was, especially as hard as Moreno worked, Barco worked hard off the ball. He was dangerous on the ball consistently, earned free kicks five times. I mean, we're getting used to those kinds of numbers for him. But so good on the dribble as well. And this is the thing about Ezequiel Barco in a team like this tonight, where it's very free and very loose. His work on the dribble, he pulls defenders out of position, and he opens up space for himself or for others. And it becomes so difficult to defend. That goal that he scored, that's a world-class goal. That is a world-class goal that Ezequiel Barco put away. It's a great ball from Lennon, but Barco, to have that composure, beat multiple defenders, and then it's a tough shot at the end, and he still slots it home. Great overall performance from Ezekiel Barco tonight.
Yeah, it was a short side finish on Adam Grinwis. He had to thread it between Grinwis and the far post, as we saw, and he did so with a lot of velocity. So Ezekiel Barco is your man of the match, brought to you by Heineken. The statistical recap brought to you by Piedmont, official healthcare partner of Atlanta United. This is just total domination. The shots were 18-8 Atlanta. Remember, Atlanta United had a 2-0 lead at halftime, and they outshot Orlando in the second half 11-5. They did not relax or pull up on this match tonight. 5 shots on target to 2 for Atlanta United. The possession, 55-45, Atlanta United. Atlanta United passed at 88%. They won 53% of the duels. The key passes tonight were 15-6 in favor of Atlanta United. The XG was 1.6 to 0.3. Atlanta United, Orlando playing with DK, playing with Nani, and then bringing on Vandervater and Mueller, snuffed out to just a 0.3 expected goal total tonight. Just complete statistical domination by Atlanta United, and it is one of the most lopsided score lines in the history of this series, a 3-0 win for Atlanta United tonight. We will have more of the full-time report in a moment. Highlights coming up. We hope to hear from Gonzalo Pineda as well. Keep sending us your questions and comments at MikeConti929. And at Longshoon, we'll have more after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a Monday. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
Back on the full-time report on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Orlando area produces many products to fuel the economy of the United States, including amusement parks, convenience stores, chain restaurants, and boy bands,
yes,
including this one, the Backstreet Boys, as we play music from Orlando because Atlanta United easily dispatched of Orlando City tonight 3-0. First career win for Gonzalo Pineda. He's meeting with the media downstairs.
It presents itself differently than what we planned. But it was the idea, not just with Barco, but with Luis and with Lennon and with Jake Mulroney and then with Bello. So the attacking players, even Marcelino, he did a couple runs there. So the idea was to create hesitation on who jumps on who. So if the fullback jumps on Bello, then the run from Barco is in behind. And then the center back may not have a good reference on following him or maybe Marcelino in between the lines. So that is the idea, always create counter movements to either receive in between the lines or getting in behind the back line. And that's always the idea.
It was effective. I mean, Orlando looked very confused. I mean, just to be blunt, were you surprised or were you perhaps expecting that sort of reaction from their back line? They really didn't know who to follow
Well, sometimes I like to create tactics where I don't have the answers for. So I like that. So sometimes I said, okay, if I'm in that situation, what I would do, and sometimes I don't know. I said, okay, whatever they do is we have the chance here. And my job as a coach is just to give them those ideas to the players. And then they have to face it in the training sessions. They have to apply it in the training sessions. And then hopefully it presents the same in the game. This time it happened. Sometimes won't, because that's a game. That's part of the game. But part of why I'm very happy about the victory is because of the opponent. So the opponent is the one gives more credit to the 3 points than others. And Orlando is a fantastic team. I have a lot of respect for Oscar Pareja and his coaching staff. And for the team, I think it's a great team full of good players, quality players, and experienced players. And that's why this victory means more to all of us.
And then finally, I mean, you had 2 weeks to get to this point. It was evident that the work was done, that the comprehension was there from the players. How do you keep this going? I mean, this is a team that has put in some good performances followed by inconsistency. How do you keep this from perhaps derailing? You have 3 home games, so that might help.
Yes, so part of that is the message. So I just told them that it's a great victory. We celebrate. We certainly celebrate very, very good. But from tomorrow, they have to recovered, and from Sunday we're working on Cincinnati, and we are planning everything, every little aspect, as if we didn't win this game, as if it is life or death against Cincinnati. And that's the mentality I want our players have. Obviously we will have now Joseph, and we will have Ronald, and we will have Miles, and yes, we lost Sosa because of the yellow card, but I think we're going to be prepared for Cincinnati.
Love that. Love to hear that. You want to approach every match as if it's life or death. And look, Atlanta United still not above the playoff line, and they won't be at the end of this weekend. They still have work to do. So I love hearing that from Gonzalo Pineda. I think it was evident, though, that you did see the product of however many days they had together on the training ground. I know Gonzalo Pineda gave the team quite a bit of time off last week. Obviously, Miles Robinson, George Bello, Joseph Martinez, Ronald Hernandez have been away. But you saw some different looks on set pieces tonight that clearly have come off the training ground. And I think it's very evident that the chemistry with Araújo and the other forwards on this team really advanced over that 13-day break.
I think the chemistry defensively as well. I think with the front three, very good. The back three, very, very good. Knowing that Miles Robinson wouldn't be available here, George Campbell fit like a glove. I mean, he was perfect with the other guys. Alan Franco, I thought, was really good tonight, too. Another big performance from him. I think it also helped to have that extended time off. This was a team that felt very fresh. And I'm sure they felt fresh when they returned to training. And with a new manager, everybody wants to impress, so the energy level is up. The intensity is something Pineda has talked about consistently. And the quality of work showed tonight.
Okay, let's get to the highlights, and we'll start straight away with the hot play of the match brought to you by Scana as Atlanta United opens the goal scoring in the 25th minute tonight, and an Atlanta United player opened his individual goal scoring account in a spectacular way. Barco to Moreno, left wing. Moreno now left corner of the 18, loops it to Campbell, header, score! And George Campbell opens his MLS account with a goal against Orlando City. Beautifully worked for Atlanta United to take the 1-0 lead. If you want to attain club legend status pretty quickly, scoring your first career goal against Orlando, getting your first career win against Orlando as Gonzalo Pineda did, pretty good way to start. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 today. That started on a short corner, by the way.
Campbell's such a well-liked member of this group. I'll always remember the first time I saw George Campbell's in a Generation Adidas game that I called, and I hadn't seen him play because he hadn't played a lot with the Academy. And he hadn't played as a center back until this time. I hadn't seen him in a tournament in Mexico where he first started playing center back. And I hung around to talk to Tony Annan and say, who was that? Who is that guy? He's legit. And he's developed so much from that time physically, I think. You know, the emotional maturity was always there. because he's one of the hardest workers you'll find. But he's such a mature player for his age and his experience level. And, I mean, I'll break the fourth wall. Tony Annan sent me a text right after the goal. So proud of the work that George has put in to be where he is now and to deliver tonight.
Just a word about Tony Annan before we get back to the highlights. Now the head coach for the men's team at the University of South Carolina. My goodness. I mean, look at what the Academy kids are doing right now. Some of the original Academy kids in the Atlanta United program. George Bello,
yep,
starting a cup final for the U.S. men's national team. Starting maybe their most critical World Cup qualifier, certainly of this cycle, no doubt about that, Wednesday night. That's George Bello. George Campbell scores tonight. You know, we saw Tyler Wolfe, I thought, mm-hmm, play extremely well,
well
tonight. It really is remarkable to see the growth before our eyes of some of the second-team players and some of these Academy kids. Machope Chol would be another that I think, yep, has had some really great moments this year. Jackson Conway, needless to say, with a huge goal up in Nashville a couple weeks ago. It really is a testament to Tony Annan, now Matt Lowry, who's running the Academy for Atlanta United, Jack Collison, and before him Stephen Glass, and Tony, who coached Atlanta United too.
All the coaches who have come through the Academy who have been involved. And honestly, it really goes to the decision that Darren Eales and Arthur Blank made at the very beginning to invest in the Academy early. There is not an MLS team that I can think of that this quickly has had this kind of a payoff from their academy. A lot of teams, LAFC, for example, started with one team their first year. They started with a U-12 team, and they've grown up from there. Minnesota has had all kinds of problems with their academy. Atlanta United, their academy has put players in cup finals. Their academy has put players on the national team in World Cup qualifiers, and their academy delivered another goal scorer tonight in George Campbell.
All right, so 1-0 Atlanta United, 25 minutes into the match. Then 13 minutes later, Atlanta United doubles the lead. The first goal came off a short corner. This one came off a free kick just outside the 18, which Ezekiel Barco started, and Daryl DK, unfortunately for him, finished. So free kick inside of 15 yards from goal to the extreme right of Grinwis, and Barco is standing over the ball. He gets the whistle and is up to it and strikes. It goes low and through traffic, and it bounces in for a goal! How did it get all the way through? Atlanta United leads 2-0 somehow. Now, if they gave the goal to Barco, he would have had a brace. In my opinion, Barco going for goal put it across the face of goal, and I think if it had not been touched by Daryl DK, it would have gone in off the near post. DK's touch put it in inside of the far post. I understand why it is ruled as an own goal, but Barco did put it on frame.
Yeah, it's down to a statistician side of things. I did stats for Opta back in the North American Soccer League, and my instruction at that time in those situations was if the original shot is on target, the goal stands. And in this one, it's debatable, but it's close enough. Generally, we see those given. Doesn't really matter. It gives you a two-goal lead. Atlanta United will take it either way. For the stat side of things, Ezekiel Barco would probably love to have it, but I don't think he cares as long as he gets the 3 points tonight.
Man, he did get the goal in the 72nd minute to put this away. It's a beautiful goal, like we discussed, beating Grinwis to the short side of the net, and here is the dagger goal for Atlanta United tonight. Zan rolls this to the edge of the 18 to George Campbell, who clears it up to Brooks Lennon. Brooks given room to dribble by Matinha. He's going to play a home run ball down the middle to Barco, and it falls to him at the edge of the 18. Barco dribbling into the box to the penalty spot. Barco still on the ball. Shot! Score! Atlanta United is putting on a clinic against Orlando City tonight. 3-0 they lead. You know, as many touches as Barco had taken inside the 18 on that sequence, I actually thought there was a slight chance it was going to end in a penalty. But it ends up with Barco finishing. And like you said during the game broadcast, Jason, I know sometimes people get a little angsty when they see so many touches taken so close to goal. Turns out Barco knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, more often than not, he does. Ezekiel Barco is brilliant tonight. Just brilliant tonight. And I thought, you know, the most important thing that I'll take away from this one from Barco, even more than the goal, was how he never let up. At 3-0, he absolutely could have let up. Knowing a game's coming on Wednesday, you're comfortable. You can let up and coast a little bit. He didn't. He was fighting all the way down to the final whistle where he ends up into the ad boards trying to turn the corner and find another goal. Ezekiel Barco led by example tonight.
And Atlanta United limiting Orlando to just 0.3 of an expected goal tonight in getting the clean sheet. The sixth of the year with every Atlanta United clean sheet. Atlanta United donates $2,000 to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. With tonight's clean sheet, they donate another $2,000 to make the donation total to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta now $12,000. We'll come back and take your questions and comments in a moment. Send them to us on Twitter at MikeConti929. And at Longshoe, the full-time report continues with Atlanta United winning tonight over Orlando City 3-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast. You know I'd fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair. Cause I want it all, or nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall. When you reach the bottom, it's now or never.
Well, this is a band named after the city. They represent O-Town. Representing them so proudly. 3-0 Atlanta United over Orlando City tonight. Let's hear from one of the goal scorers, George Campbell, who's meeting with the media downstairs.
No matter how we play, we can adjust to it.
Well, that was very short and sweet. We're sorry. That most of that occurred during the commercial break. We apologize for that. I would predict maybe this week we will hear from George Campbell on the AT&T Countdown to Kickoff. I think he would be a very worthy interview subject. Look, a lot of people are talking about Miles Robinson increasing his stock for maybe a sale based on the way he's played with the U.S. men's national team.
Yes.
I don't think there's any dispute about that. George Bello's starting to enter those conversations as well based on his national team duty. That conversation has occurred around Barco for a while now. But I did notice on Twitter tonight that there's been a little back and forth about George Campbell and the ceiling that potentially he could be approaching as he looks to maybe make a step to Europe.
He's ready to play at the highest level. Now, right now, there's not a spot because Anton Walkes and Alan Franco and Miles Robinson have been outstanding. When George Campbell is called upon, he'll deliver performances like he did here and like he has all season, to be perfectly honest. And George Campbell's a player that, you know, if you haven't watched Atlanta United 2, George Campbell is the reason why you need to pay attention to Atlanta United 2. Go back to 2019, where Campbell got an opportunity. He wasn't supposed to be the next guy in line. It was supposed to be somebody else. There was an injury. Campbell got the opportunity as an academy player, and you couldn't take him off the field. He was that good. He earned a homegrown contract. Last year, he worked a lot behind the scenes because of COVID and the situation with players not being able to move back and forth between the two groups. He worked, and he put in his time. This year, with the first team, he was very good early, didn't get a lot of time. He would get games with the twos, and he delivered at a level that I didn't know he had in him yet. I thought he could get there. I didn't know he was there. And then when he's moved up to the MLS level, he is so far ahead of a typical 20-year-old academy product at center back. He plays with a different level of maturity. You see what he has physically. He can win anything in the air. He's a great passer, and he's an ambitious passer. He doesn't just play a simple pass. He'll split lines, and he'll go forward on the dribble. He starts adding set piece, you know, threat as well and scoring goals. Complete player. The sky is the limit on George Campbell.
I'm thinking back to O-Town for a second.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. Do you know, I'll admit to this, I mean, I'm the same person who was a little surprised at some information I learned about Tevin Campbell during a full-time report last year. You know, for the longest time, I did not know that O-Town and LFO were different groups. I did not know that for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big difference between those two.
Yeah. As you can imagine, that was during my college years.
Okay.
As you can imagine, my college years were dedicated to things maybe other than the close examination of boy bands.
Not TRL? You weren't watching TRL at that point?
No, I was more of a 106 and Park guy myself, to be totally honest
fair enough.
With you. But no, more than that, I was watching a lot of SportsCenter. And
also fair enough.
Working at a job at a radio station that consumed way too much of my time and drove down my GPA at Penn State way, way lower than I would be proud to admit. But anyhow, yeah, so LFO, not from Orlando.
Nope.
O-Town, not only from Orlando, but named for Orlando.
Yes.
And no, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, because that was a product of making the band, right?
Yeah, I think
kind
so.
Kind of?
I think so.
No Mouseketeers were in O-Town,
no.
Correct?
They were very manufactured at that point.
But there were or was at least one Mouseketeer in NSYNC,
yes,
which is not from Orlando.
Right. They were formed in Orlando. They spent their formative years as a group.
But they
in
don't
Orlando.
Claim Orlando.
I would put them in the Orlando boy band category, but yes, they came from different places.
Well, as mentioned, maybe Central Florida's contribution to our society goes beyond just chain restaurants and convenience stores.
Hey, in the late 90s and early 2000s, they were really propping up the music industry.
You know what? I take that back. Central Florida also produced someone I'm very, very fond of personally, Mikey Alfano, who used to work for
of
the
course.
Digital team for Atlanta United, just an enormously gifted photographer who I believe had his prom at Epcot, I believe.
Wow.
I'm almost positive.
I can't claim anything like that.
Can you? Yeah, well, you know, that's one thing to be proud of, I guess, if you're from Orlando. But their soccer team tonight, unfortunately, sent a lot of people wearing purple home unhappy. And Orlando had probably more road support in this match than I can remember here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But they're all going to go home unhappy tonight.
I didn't even really hear them at all.
But they were visible. They were visible.
Okay.
They were visible.
They were quiet.
One of them had, like, one of those dugout suites right in front of it. We need to get on track because we've got to get to the high school scoreboard.
This is what happens
Sam
when
Crenshaw
Orlando
is probably
loses.
Screaming at us right now.
Sorry,
in the
Sam.
We are going to get to the high school wrap-up momentarily, so stay tuned for that. It's been a big night across the state for high school football. Sam is going to get you up to date on everything, and that's coming up in just a moment here as soon as we wrap up the full-time report. But a couple questions and comments from you guys on Twitter, starting with JB United. If this team can maintain this intensity and keep the hunger, the Eastern Conference better look out. But once they get comfortable, that's where I want to start to get nervous. Great win by the Five Stripes tonight. I certainly agree with him that the way Atlanta United looked tonight, on any given night, if they play that way, they could beat New England.
Yeah, I don't have a sense that if they get comfortable, they're going to let up. I don't think this team has that in them, and I think Pineda's not going to allow that to happen.
Okay, we're going to have a rare opportunity of hearing some Portuguese on the full-time report because Mateus Roseto has come to the podium. Let's hear from him.
Bom, olha, creio que sim, né? Nessa primeira temporada, como foi no passado, né? Teve a relação da pandemia e tudo mais, um ano mais de adaptação. E esse ano também, no primeiro semestre, fiquei bastante chateado sobre as lesões que eu tive. Mas creio que agora estou voltando, cada treino tento melhorar mais a minha performance. E creio sim que esse foi um dos jogos que eu mais me destaquei, sim.
I would say yes. Last year, my first season here was really hard because of the pandemic. It delayed my adaptation to the league, to the team. And then the first semester of this year, had a couple injuries plus the selection of the coach on the team. But now I'm trying to get better every day in training and show why I should be I'm playing the way I'm playing. Você falou há umas semanas que você se sente mais cómodo sendo um oito, um jogador que pode assistir a goles, meter goles área a área, mas você se viu muito bem hoje de seis ou de contenção. Que você sente?
Bom, eu sempre me preparo, né, para jogar no meio, né, independente por jogar de oito ou de número seis. E o professor também me dá total liberdade de poder baixar ali para jogar junto com o Santi. E também poder dar suporte aos atacantes, fazendo movimento. E eu treino bastante isso, né? Então eu tenho que estar preparado tanto para jogar, para tanto ofensivo, tanto hoje. Muitas das vezes eu baixei um pouco para pegar a bola atrás, mas estou me sentindo bastante confortável jogando desse jeito.
I gotta train to play the best I can, no matter if I play the 6 or the 8. The coach gave me total freedom. So today I went down a little more. To get the ball, to keep the ball, to help Santi, but I train every day to play the best I can. Doesn't matter if I play the 6 or the 8. I want to help the team win.
Has having another Brazilian on the team kind of helped you relax and acclimate a little bit easier than before?
Tener otro brasileiro en el team ayuda a cómo mejorar y la adaptación al team.
Sí, ayuda bastante. Yo acho que a chegada do Luis ali me ajuda bastante na comunicação, da alegria também dentro de campo que ele traz, né, para todos os torcedores ali. Então, creio que com a chegada dele assim me ajuda tanto dentro e fora de campo e até para ele também, para ele se sentir mais confortável e não só com ele, com todos os jogadores assim. E eu acho que esse é o caminho.
Yeah, it definitely helps. It helps me with the communication, not only on the field but off the field. I spend a lot of time with him. And you know, I'm also helping him with adaptation to the team, and not only between us two, but also he brings a lot of happiness to the team, and that's really good.
Okay, Mateus Roseto really played a very workmanlike match tonight, both ends of the pitch. Really put in some hard work defensively and was a great facilitator as well. Those are his post-game thoughts from downstairs. Getting back to the questions and comments on Twitter, Ellen says, for the first time in so long, the team actually looks like they have some swagger, so much confidence and creativity. Of course, being able to convert on your scoring chances, I think, adds to the appearance of swagger, but I honestly don't believe this team has lacked for confidence very much this year.
Not for a while now. Now, I think Luis Araujo has taken it to another level when he's nutmegging people and then no-look passing and some of the moves that he's got in his bag. I think he takes it to a whole nother level on the swagger scale. But, I mean, go back to Bello's back heel in Columbus. Like, this team's been playing this way for a while now, and it's only going to continue to build. And, you know, you think back in Atlanta United history to moments where things started to build. This team really feeds on that kind of energy. And hopefully, with a series of home games, they're going to be able to continue to build on it. And I think the atmosphere here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium will continue to build as well, and it will become a fortress and a very difficult place for teams to come in and get results.
Yeah, some people saying tonight that this building has not really felt like this in a while. Couple people asking us in the comments about an incident at the end of the match involving Brad Guzan and goalkeepers coach Liam Curran, and it was shown on television. Brad was appeared to be very, very upset about something. I have no idea what that was about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't see anything in the match. I have no idea. I mean, they had a conversation. Brad was with the team, you know, clapping for the fans and yelling with his teammates almost immediately afterwards.
I don't think it's anything to worry
about.
Brad's an intense guy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've been with Brad in post-match situations, and he tends to leave it all on the pitch.
Yeah.
Look, if you're getting that passionate after a match that your team dominates and you get a clean sheet, I've got no problem with that at all.
He might have still been asking Liam Curran about how he allowed that cake to get smashed in his face yesterday.
That is a really good point. Brad Guzan and one of my favorite people, Chris Winkler, both celebrating birthdays yesterday at the training ground for Atlanta United.
Did Chris get a cake smash in his face?
I do not believe so,
man.
To my knowledge.
We missed out.
We'll find out during the break.
Next year.
All right, high school scoreboard coming up. One quick segment here at the Benz to wrap everything up after this on the full-time report as Atlanta United defeats Orlando City tonight 3-0 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orlando, Orlando, I love you, Orlando, SeaWorld, Disney, and Putt-Putt, Dolphin.
Oh, producer Dylan Matthews serving up quite a medley of Orlando tributes here at the end of the full-time report. 3-0 Atlanta United over Orlando City tonight.
I want to go play some putt-putt.
Track one was off the album soundtrack of the Orlando Airport Monorail. I remember as a kid, like you probably do too, because you used to go to Boardwalk and Baseball.
Yep.
That's the song they would play when you would get on the monorail to go to the baggage claim. And then, of course, Circle of Life from The Lion King. The Lions were not kings tonight. Atlanta United, very, very easy, dominant win over Orlando City. High school scoreboard coming up in just a moment. Quick thought on Wednesday night now against Cincinnati. A lot of people were very upset with the league for making Atlanta United play on a Friday night at the end of a World Cup qualifying window. Well, now not only does it work out with a 3-0 win, But Atlanta United's going to have an extra day of rest against a team that plays tomorrow night against Toronto and then has to travel. That suddenly looks very, very big.
Works out really, really well. And the players who weren't available tonight coming back from international duty will be available on Wednesday. They'll be rested, and you got 3 points in the bag. Cincinnati's a team at home that you should beat. They got to take care of business.
Yeah, absolutely. Cannot drop any points to Cincinnati. If you heard Gonzalo Pineda earlier, maybe you missed it. He said Joseph, Miles, and Ronald Hernandez all available Wednesday. I'm not 100% sure if he misspoke or not on Ronald Hernandez, who tested positive for COVID with Venezuela at that World Cup qualifier perhaps as recently as yesterday, a breakthrough infection. So I'm not exactly sure if Ronald Hernandez is going to play on Wednesday, but certainly Joseph and Miles. We're going to be on the air 6:30 Wednesday night with a Five Stripes countdown. 7 o'clock will be the kickoff. For our engineer Miller Pope, producer Dylan Matthews, and for Jason Longshore, I'm Mike Conti. Atlanta United 3-0 winners tonight over Orlando City. Thanks for joining us on the Full Time Report. Sam Crenshaw is next with the high school scoreboard here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Orlando.
You've been listening to MLS action of our Atlanta United. Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.